Welcome to 1514, a podcast of the Biblical Counseling Coalition, where we draw from the words of Romans 15:14 to encourage all Christians that they are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, and able to counsel one another. I'm your host and director of the Biblical Counseling Coalition, Curtis Solomon. Welcome back to 1514. It's a pleasure to have you with us, whether you're listening to our podcast or watching our videos online. This week is the second week in a series of videos that we are doing, or episodes that we're doing, highlighting some of the content and material and discussion that we had at last year's annual leadership summit of the Biblical Counseling Coalition. Last year's theme was the partnership of disability ministry and biblical counseling. And we invited Johnny Erickson Tata and some people from Johnny and Friends to come out and help us think together about how these two ministries, which are natural connections, can serve one another and go hand in hand. It's a real blessing to that Johnny and Friends recorded some great interviews and discussions that they had with different biblical counselors and Johnny. And we're excited to share those with you as well. So if you're listening online, I'd encourage you to jump over to our Vimeo channel and check those out, because Johnny and Friends did a great job just recording some short videos, and it's beautiful, and it's always fun to see those people and get to know them. This week's is a discussion between Dr. John Street, who's a dear friend and a mentor of mine, really the guy who I give a lot of credit to that the Lord used in my life to bring me into biblical counseling ministry, and Johnny, who is just a dear, sweet sister who loves the Lord, and her joy and excitement and passion for Jesus Christ just shines through in everything that she does. She's such a testimony to us of the joy that we can have in Christ in the midst of all kinds of suffering. And they're going to talk specifically this week about the sufficiency of Scripture in caring for people affected by disability. Obviously, anybody who knows about biblical counseling understands that sufficiency of Scripture is one of the key tenets of biblical counseling. And so it's exciting to see somebody who is talking about oftentimes very physical issues and disabilities, whether the and also mental disabilities, and how the Scriptures are sufficient to help address those things. So I pray that this short episode is an encouragement to you, and I encourage you to watch online if you can. If not, enjoy the podcast. I hope that that's a blessing to you as well.
Well, John, our mission at Johnny and Friends is to communicate the gospel and equip Christ-honoring churches worldwide to evangelize and disciple people affected by disability. And it's why I'm so excited that the disciplines of biblical counseling and disability ministry are finally coming together, because disability is so hard. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been at this for 50 years, a quadriplegic. And it is still so hard. It's marked by constant struggle, effort, and sometimes a little depression, and for some, many, hopelessness. It's why we at Johnny and Friends want to help train up disability ministry leaders that are convinced that the Word of God really is sufficient, wholly sufficient for every counseling need. And I'm convinced that to do anything less is to just heal the hurt slightly.
Boy, that is so true. You know, I think people in disability type of ministries and biblical counseling are natural partners, because people in biblical counseling have a real heart for people who are going through suffering. That's one of the prerequisites of really being a good biblical counselor. And in this particular case, people are going through disability issues and are facing on a day-to-day basis a huge challenge, need that kind of spiritual input. There is a definitive need and call of biblical counselors to disabilities. Now, we realize that the Bible is not going to address the medical issues directly, even though when the Bible speaks of medical issues, it does so authoritatively and sufficiently. But and it doesn't address physical therapy issues. That's for a good medical doctor, and that's for a good physical therapist. But the Bible does address soul issues, deep issues of the soul, which those are the very things that need to be addressed on how am I going to handle my disability or even my child's disability. Right. And what are they processing in their own thinking and mind? And I know from reading your stories, this is something that happened to you. Yes.
I really needed skilled counselors to help me. And I would like to see disability ministry leaders possess the same skills that my young friend Steve Estes demonstrated in my life when I was first injured. I mean, he taught me to be not merely a hearer of the Word of God, but to be a doer, a willing doer. And I think we need leaders in disability ministry who are skilled at doing that, who are bold, leaders who are already compassionate. They already are happy to be with special needs families in the trenches. Now let's teach them how to be, how to use God's Word in the trenches.
Boy, that is so critical. For a person to learn to do that and to be sensitive in that area is critical for their ministry, whether male or female, whatever they're doing, it's critical. 2 Peter 1:3, we have everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him, that is Jesus Christ. We do. And as 2 Timothy 3 talks about the fact that all Scripture is given to us. It's God-breathed. Why? Well, in verse 17, it talks about that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. For every good work. This includes people with disabilities and ministering to them. So the church definitely needs to have people who understand disabilities and understand how to use the Word of God and to address the unique challenges that disabilities are going to bring. I think of the Apostle Paul. He talks to the Ephesian elders there in Acts chapter 20 and verse 31 when he talks about the fact, for night and day for a period of 3 years did I not cease to admonish each one with tears. In other words, their problems had become so important to him that it moved him to tears. And we talk about this in biblical counseling. This is what you need to be able to do. You need to be able to relate to the person you're ministering to the point where you may not necessarily feel what they're feeling, but you can certainly deeply empathize with their difficulty and their pain. That's what is needed. And ultimately, really all leaders, including those who really are affected by disabilities, could be practicing biblical counseling in the church. Every one of them could be doing it. And in fact, actually, many people who have disabilities, like your whole ministry has been, in helping other people use the Word of God to process and view their life. It's so critical, so important.
Absolutely. And to have a biblical counselor that sheds tears, as did the apostle, with another's problems, wow, that is being Jesus to that person in need. That is showing him not just proclaiming Jesus, but portraying him, not just declaring Jesus, but demonstrating him to another.
Yeah.
What a gift.
That is. That's really good.
Thanks again for watching or listening to this episode of 1514. What a great opportunity to hear from Dr. John Street and Johnny Erickson Tada about the natural partnership of biblical counseling and disability ministry, and really how God's Word is sufficient to care for the needs of people in all types of circumstances. I'd encourage you to jump over to Johnny and Friends' website, johnnyandfriends.org, and they're a wonderful resource for people to connect with churches or other organizations. They have camps, lots of different opportunities to minister to all those affected by disability, whether it's the person with disabilities, their family members, or other caregivers. And we just really pray that that ministry would continue to grow, as well as the partnership and working together, biblical counseling and disability ministry. If you're going to be in the San Diego area or want to be in the San Diego area, June 21st through the 23rd, I'd invite you to jump over to ibc.org. That's the Institute for Biblical Counseling and Discipleship. They have a summer institute, and this year at the pre-conference, I have the opportunity to work with Dr. Greg Gifford on a pre-conference dedicated to those suffering with post-traumatic stress. It'll be a wonderful time to think about how God's Word really ministers to those who are going through difficulty after facing some of the life's greatest challenges that this fallen world throws at people. And during the conference portion, I'll have an opportunity in a breakout session to discuss what we've been talking about this week, last week, and the next 2 weeks, the partnership of disability ministry and biblical counseling, and how we can do that well in the church. So please join us for that. It would be a pleasure to see you there in San Diego. It's always a great time of year to be in San Diego. So jump on down to ibc.org and sign up to be at the Summer Institute this year. Thanks again for listening. I hope it was a blessing to you. Thank you for listening to today's episode of 1514. If you'd like to know more about the Biblical Counseling Coalition, please visit our website at biblicalcc.org. You can also follow us on Twitter at biblicalcc or find us on Facebook, facebook.com/Biblical Counseling Coalition. Thanks again for listening.